Israel has kept the only commercial crossing with Gaza closed for 5 successive days. The Kerem Shalom crossing was closed for 21 days since mid-March, allegedly for security reasons. It was only reopened for 3 hours on Friday, allowing only a limited shipment of goods to enter the tiny coastal enclave. The crossing has been partially opening since Israel imposed a tight blockade on Gaza in 2007.
معبر كريم أبو سالم يعتبر المعبر الوحيد.
Kerem Shalom is the only commercial crossing into Gaza, and its constant closure will only harm the people of Gaza. The economy has suffered a lot, and there are shortages in many supplies like food stocks and cooking gas. Kerem Shalom and the other crossings must be fully reopened in order for Gaza's ailing economy to recover and for people to have their basic needs.
On Wednesday, the United Nations Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, said the new Israeli sanctions on the Gaza Strip were hitting food supplies and would have serious repercussions if continued. Rights workers blame the international inaction for the new Israeli restrictions.
The UN rapporteur here has said that this affects over thousands of families, this latest closing of the crossing. And remember, this is not aid coming through. This is bought goods that are needed and coming through. Well, these are the very actions. This is the collective punishment against Article 33 of the Geneva Conventions that is going to bring it about. And people are standing there with their eyes closed, still on Israel's side throughout these crimes against these people.
Currently, there are only two partially operating crossings with Israel, areas for pedestrians in northern Gaza and Kerem Shalom for goods in the southernmost tip of the Gaza Strip near the border with Egypt. Israel permanently sealed off 3 out of its 5 crossings with the Gaza Strip in recent years. Israel also continues to limit the quantity of the goods allowed into Gaza.
The international community can do a lot to help the Palestinians, but it has failed to do so. The European Union and the United States are doing nothing to end the Israeli blockade. They can end the Israeli blockade and open all the crossings, but they refuse to do that, which has resulted in more suffering for the people in Gaza.
According to analysts, the continued closure of the only commercial crossing will decrease the already low standard of living in this tiny seaside territory.
Experts warn of dire consequences for Gaza's 1.7 million population due to the new Israeli restrictions. Many here blame the indifference of the international community for the fact that the relentless Israeli blockade has been allowed to continue. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.